Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer, of course, now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
A tie for first place, Peter. Roy Blunt Jr. and Paul Provenza each has 3 points. Amy Dickinson has 2.
All right, Amy, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. A small explosive device damaged an empty Army recruiting station in blank on Thursday morning.
Times Square.
Right. During an official visit on Monday, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that no event could break the brotherly ties between Iran and blank.
Iraq.
Yes. For the first time in 13 years, blank is no longer atop Forbes' list of the world's richest people.
Bill Gates.
Right. It's Warren Buffett. The corruption trial against Tony Rezko, the former donor to Blank's campaign, began this week.
Barack Obama.
Right, a New Jersey woman was injured after she turned on the oven where her family had stored their stash of homemade Blank.
Homemade cherry bombs.
Yes, fireworks. Very good. Mm. Researchers have uncovered a rare childhood photograph of Blank with her teacher, Ann Sullivan.
Helen Keller.
Right, allegations that one contestant used to be a stripper. The first big scandal on the current season of Blank.
American Idol.
Yes. Police are searching for a suspect who left his blank behind during a convenience store robbery in Des Moines, Iowa.
That would be his pants.
No. Even better, his filled-out W-2 form. Listen.
In his pants.
We don't know much here at this show, but we have learned this. If you're going to rob a store, don't bring anything with you. Don't bring your driver's license. Don't bring your resume.
But they do make
seen it all.
Make a good point, though. You could be robbing all the liquor stores you want, but don't mess with the IRS.
Yeah, but don't leave a filled-out W-2 form with your name and address.
Even though you would want the backup withholding, right?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Want that.
That's true, because otherwise you have to send whatever you steal back to the IRS
right.
later.
It's
police,
just messy.
They haven't identified the subject publicly, but they aren't in any rush to find him. They say, quote, we have his information. Carl, how did Amy do on our quiz?
Amy had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers for 14 more points. Ooh. Amy now has 16 points. And
well done. Wow. Amy, that was impressive. We have flipped a coin. Roy has elected to go second. So here we go. You're up next, Roy. Fill in the blank. In a speech this week, President Bush marked the 5th anniversary of the creation of the Department of blank.
Homeland Security.
Right. 3 Democratic challengers failed in their attempt to unseat blank from his Ohio congressional seat.
Gosh, there's somebody running for Congress in the middle of all this stuff?
Well, he's in Congress. He's running for re-election.
Oh, I don't know.
Dennis Kucinich.
Oh.
That's why he had to quit the presidential race.
I see.
According to a BBC radio documentary, the Hells Angels attempted to assassinate blank after the infamous Altamont concert.
Mick Jagger.
Yes, very good.
Mick Jagger.
The Associated Press and the New York Times both had to kill a bulletin that mistakenly said that President Bush had blanked.
Had blanked.
No. had resigned over allegations of plagiarism. It wasn't President Bush, it was one of his aides.
Oh.
A publicist confirmed that the actor blank has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Patrick Swayze.
Right. In a controversial move, federal officials unleashed a man-made flood in the blank this week.
In the South.
No, in the Grand Canyon.
Oh.
Australian rescue workers hurried through thick bushland this month to rescue a trapped man and his blank.
Good Lord. And me.
Nope. His paragliding chihuahua. Just a routine paragliding trip for Paul Hansen and his 4-year-old chihuahua, Emma, until the duo found themselves dangling from a tree more than 100 feet above the ground. Hansen said that Emma, quote, knew that we were in danger, but she didn't panic or anything, unquote. For her part, Emma swore she wouldn't let the experience stop her from paragliding again. The chihuahua said, quote, anything to get me out of the purse every once in a while. Carl, how did Roy do on our quiz?
3 correct answers, Peter. For 6 more points, Roy now has 9, but Amy Dickinson maintains the lead with 16 points.
Wow.
What?
That's right. Beauty and smarts do go together.
All right, so, Carl, how many does Paul Provenza need to win?
7 correct answers, Peter.
All right. Paul, you ready for it? Here we go.
As ready as
fill in the blank.
Yes, sir.
To make sure their delegates will count, officials in Florida and Michigan are considering holding blanks a second time.
Primaries.
Right. An industry group reported that the percentage of blank loans that are overdue or in default hit an all-time high.
Home mortgage.
Right. According to CNN, congressional documents show that blank airlines flew thousands of passengers on planes that inspectors had ruled unsafe.
American Airlines.
No, Southwest.
Southwest Airlines.
To settle a class action lawsuit, the makers of Herbal Supplement Blank agreed to refund $23.3 million
Herbalife.
To their customers. No, Airborne.
Airborne.
A suburban Chicago man, trying not to be late for his son's tennis game, got into trouble with police after he blanked.
Exploded.
No, landed his private plane on the golf course next door. NASA released the first ever photographs of an avalanche on blank this
Mars.
Week. Yes. Love and Consequences, Margaret B. Jones' account of her life as a gang drug runner, is
Lies.
The latest memoir to be revealed as, in
Lies.
Fact, totally bogus.
Right.
A Minnesota man is facing assault charges after attacking another man with a folder containing his blank.
Folder containing his tax returns.
No, the folder contained his anger management class homework.
No. No.
Sure, Justin Bowden attacked two people with his anger management homework at a bus stop in Minnesota, but everybody knows he's got anger issues. That's why he was on his way to anger management class.
I like that guy.
The excuse didn't fly with police, who used the homework to track Bowden down and arrest him.
So he left the homework at the scene?
Presumably. They, yeah, you know, their paper saying,
right.
Don't hit people with your folder.
I call that ironic.
Yeah. Carl, did Paul Provenza do well enough to win?
He needed 7 correct answers, Peter, but Paul had just 4 correct
answers.
Oh,
my goodness.
So with 16 points, Amy Dickinson is this week's champion.
Well done, Amy.
You know, I said I was going to bring a little extra awesome today, and I think I did.
It's like you won the Mensa Beauty Palette.
Right. Yeah, that's how it feels.